这样，各位长老、执事、弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Okay.
In the name of Lord Jesus, good morning to elder, deacons and brother and sister.
很感谢神。各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
This morning, our topic for mutual encouragement is to enlarge the place of your tent.
我们今天早上我们要用放长你的绳子作为我们互相来探讨跟勉励的题目。
Let's all turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 54.
我们先看以赛亚书54章。
Verse 2.
以赛亚书第54章的第二节。
The book of Isaiah, 54, verse 2.
以赛亚书第54章第二节。第二节要扩张你帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，不要限制。要放长你的绳子，坚固你的橛子。
Verse three，
第三节，因为你要向左向右展开，你的后裔必得多国为业，又使荒凉的城邑有人居住。
This prophecy is a very important prophecy in the Old Testament。
那么在这段经节里面，在旧约里面，这段经节是非常重要的一个预言。
Is to prophesy that the place of the tent shall be enlarged。
也就是预言这个帐幕要被扩大。
In the past, people live in tent when they are moving around.
在过去的人，他们常常都住在帐篷里，因为比较容易迁动。
So tent refer to the place they live.
因此，帐篷、帐幕呢，可以说是人居住的地方。
Tent can refer to the family.
帐篷可以代表一个家。
Tent also can refer to the country.
帐篷也可以代表一个国家。
But we have to talk about the historical setting of this prophecy first.
但是在我们看这段经节之前，我们先了解一下历史的背景。
Let's all turn to verse 1. Let's all read verse 1.
我们看54章的第一节。第一节，你这不怀孕不生养的要歌唱，你这未曾经过产难的要发声歌唱，扬声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多，这是神所说的。
What is it talking about?
在这里到底是什么意思？
It's talking about the people of Israel.
这里说到了以色列民。
They are the chosen people of God.
那么他们是神的选民。
God has put them in the promised land.
那么神已经将他们放在这应许之地。
God has blessed them abundantly.
那么神已经给他们许许多多的祝福。
But throughout the years, they have not repaid the respect to God and loved God as they have needed.
但是经过了多年之后，他们并没有因为这样神给他们祝福来尊敬敬拜神。
So they keep worshiping idols.
但是相反的，他们反而来敬拜偶像。
They keep sinning against God.
反而的来犯罪得罪神。
So at the end, God allowed foreign powers to destroy the country and captivate them into a foreign land.
因此神兴起了外国的国家的势力来将以色列民从他们自己的地区给掳走。
That happened in the year of586 BC, before the Common Era.
那么也就是在主前584年的时候。
At that time, the country was destroyed.
在那个时候，以色列国可以说是全部灭国。
The temple was destroyed.
那么在那个时候，神的圣殿也全部被灭掉。
And their family were also destroyed.
在那个时候，所谓的家庭也全部被分散。
So at that time, they were carried to a very far, far place.
因为这样的结果之后，他们被掳到更远的地方去。
And imagine if you were them.
我们可以想象，如果我们是在其中的人
，You lose all the hope。
我们可以说，在这个时候是完全没希望的。
Just like verse 1 saying that those who do not conceive, those who cannot bear children，
就好像第一节这边说，不生养、不怀孕的人
，That means there's no hope。
也就是说，完全没有希望的人。
But God promised。
但是神给他们应许。
After a certain time。
在经过一段时间之后
，Even you who cannot conceive, who cannot bear children，
就算是你不怀孕不生养的人
，referring to Israel at the time，
那么也就是反映到当时的以色列民
，But God will bring them back from exile，
神要将他们重新带回到原基地。
So after 70 years in exile，
那么在70年被灭国跟掳去之后
，God bring them back to rebuild the temple, rebuild the city。
神将他们带回到原来的地方，重新建城建殿。
So at that time, verse 2, that they have to enlarge the tent once again。
在重新建城建殿之后，第二节神叫他们要扩张他们居住的地方。
So this prophecy, the first level is to talk about the historical returning of Israel。
那么在这一段经节里面，第一点谈到了要预言。神要将选民再带回原来的地方。
It's a historical 历史上的应验。
那么这是历史量在历史上应验的。
And of course, Israelites, they will destroy the kingdom for almost 2,000 years.
那么在以色列国里面，在 被灭国将近两千年之后。
But in the year of 1948, Israel was restored.
那么在1948年，以色列又重新复国了。
So once again, this also can refer to this historical fulfillment.
那么这个重新复国的这个历史镜头，也代表了神在这个预言上面的一个应验。
However, we know the Bible is not only talking about history.
但是我们都知道，神的圣经不是只有讲历史。
The Bible also talking about something far away will happen to us spiritually.
神的圣经所预言的，也要预表说未来将要发生的事情。
So what is it talking about?
所以在这里预表了些什么呢
？What is enlarge the place of the tent?
什么叫做扩张你居住的幔子呢
？To enlarge the place of the dwelling.
那么在你居住所居住的幔子呢，要继续的扩大扩张。
What is it referring to?
这到底在讲什么
？It's referring to the establishment, the restoration of the true church at the end time.
那么这也就预表着在末日的时候，末世的时候呢，真教会的建立。
Because we know in the past God meet people in the tent of tabernacle.
我们都知道，神在过去以色列民的时候，都与他的选民在幔子里面见面，在会幕里面见面。
Let's all turn to the book of Revelation 21.
我们请看启示录。
Revelation 21 verse 3.
启示录第二十一章的第三节。
Revelation 21 verse 3.
启示录第二十一章的第三节。第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪、我的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的民子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。”
This is a prophecy of concerning the end time.
那么这也再次说明到有关于末世的预言。
There was a sound come from the throne of God.
那么有一个大声音从宝座上出来。
God's tent shall be among human beings.
神的帐幕要在人间。
What does that mean?
什么意思
？God will meet His children, human beings, in the tent He has established.
换句话，神要与人在他所建立的帐幕当中与大家见面。
So this tent is where we meet God.
所以这个帐幕也就是我们要与神见面的地方。
It's referring to the true church at the end time.
那么也就是说明了在旧末世的真教会。
However, God has given us this responsibility.
但是神给了这样交给人这样的一个责任。
Yes, I give you the tent, but you have to enlarge it.
神说我将会有这样的帐幕，但是我们必须要把它扩大。
Let's turn back to the book of Isaiah 54 verse 2. We have to put a red line here.
我们再把我们的书签可以放在54章，以赛亚书54章，我们再看回来。
Here, verse 54, chapter 54, verse 2 tells us to enlarge the place of your tent.
我们再看回54章第二节，这边告诉我们说，要张大你所居住的幔子。
This is the goal, this is the objective.
那么这是我们的目标。
We know every organization exists in the world have a mission statement or objective.
今天我们看到世界上许许多多不一样的组织团体，他们总是有一个目标。
If it's a business organization,
如果是一个做生意的团体
，the mission is to maximize the profit.
那么当然，做生意就是要赚钱为目标。
To earn as much money as possible.
赚更多的钱为最大的目标。
If it's a charitable organization.
如果是一个非盈利事业这种慈善事业
，The mission is to help as many people as possible.
那么这样的慈善事业就是要帮越多的人是越好
啊 ，or to raise as much fund as possible in order to fulfill the work.
或是他们的目标就是能够筹更多的款项来帮助更多的人。
So what is the mission statement? What is the mission of the true church?
那么今天我们返回来看真教会，那么我们。的目标在哪里
？Of course, we have to preach the gospel.
当然，我们要传扬神的福音。
We have to pastor the sheep.
我们当然要牧养神的羊。
But he gave us a direction.
但是在这里告诉我们一个集中的目标。
Is to enlarge.
目标就是要能够扩张我们的帐幕。
The place of your tent.
那么也就是我们居住之地。
Okay, what is it talking about?
在这里到底详细内容在想些什么
？Of course, people when talk about these words, will first think about, oh, maybe we should.Demolish this chapel, build a bigger one with parking. Of course, this is physically.
当然，有些人一看到这个经节，觉得说我们应该把这属物质看得到的建筑物打掉，再盖一个更大的，也就是把它扩大咯。
But of course, before we can do that,
但是在我们做这物质上的改建之前
we talk about the spiritual land that is existing.
我们要想想我们属灵所居住的地是什么样的地。
What does it mean the place of a tent?
什么样叫做帐幕之地？
First, if you talk about a small sense, talk about you personally, your heart is a land.
我们讲到帐幕之地，我们先看看自己，我们自己就好像一个帐幕一样。
It's a piece of land.
就好像一块地一样。
Because we need the land first before we can build a tent.
因为我们必须要有地才能够盖帐幕。
If you have no land, how can you build anything?
如果连一块地都没有，怎么搭帐篷呢？
So, we have to talk about the land in our heart.
因此，我们首先要看看自己身上这块地，也就是我们的心田。
Our spirituality.
我们的属灵的境界。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18.
以弗所书第四章第十八节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18.
以弗所书第四章第十八节。十八节，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Verse 19.
十九节，良心既然丧失，就放纵私欲。贪行种种的污秽。
Here we refer the heart of the unbeliever also as the land in their heart.
这边告诉我们说是不信者的心田是什么样的心田。
At that time, the land were occupied by devil.
在那个时候的心田是被所谓的恶魔给占满。
Nowadays, if we have property, we would want to rent out the people.
今天如果我们有一块有一个房子要出租。
The worst nightmare you can worry is you rent to someone who grow marijuana or mess up your house.
我们最不想租给的人就是在里面贩毒的人。
To grow marijuana.
或是种大麻的人。
Or the make your house a light pub or prostitute places.
或是那些在我们的房子里面呢做一些不好事情犯罪的事情。
Because that will spoil your whole house.
因为那样会把我们的地给或者房子给弄坏了。
Now here tell us if people do not believe in God.
这里告诉我们说，如果一个人不信神的话
，their heart is totally darkened.
那么他们心地是昏暗的。
They're far from life.
因为他们与神的生命是隔绝的。
Their heart is totally hardened.
那么他们的心是刚硬的。
So can do nothing.
所以在这样的心田里面，没有办法做任何的事情。
Because this land is occupied by devil already.
因为那块田地已经被恶魔给占据了。
But if one day God has come to your life,
但是今天如果神的灵来到这个心田，
God has evicted the unwelcome occupant.
神的灵将会驱除掉这些不干净的灵。
Evict all the sinful desire, all the hardness of the heart, all the filthiness.
能够去除在这边所讲到所谓的刚硬、所谓的断绝、所谓的昏昧。
Then verse 20 tells us we should learn from Christ and we will not be like that anymore.
所以二十节这边说，如果学了基督，我们就不像上面那两节所讲的样子。
So today ask yourself.
所以今天我们要问问自己了。
How clean and how big is the land in your heart for Christ?
今天我们的心田干不干净、够不够大？
Some people.Some of us, our land is very big.
有时候我们会看到自己的这块心田是很大块的。
We have a lot of thoughts. We have lots of things to do.
我们有好多的思想，好多的想法都想做。
But majority of the land was occupied by the world.
但是我们这块心田虽大，但是整个田地都被世界给占了。
Yeah, my career.
会想到说我的工作。
My business.
我的生意。
My enjoyment of my life.
那么我的娱乐。
Yes, these are very important.
当然这些生意、娱乐、工作都是重要的。
But we only left a very small pieces of land for Christ in our hearts.
但是在这么大块的田地里面，我们只剩下一点点给神了。
Maybe we only think about God one hour every week when we come to church.
也许我们每一周只利用这样一个小时来想到神的事情而已。
So God's land in our heart is very small.
因此比较起来，神的这块田地在我们这么大块田地里面只占了一点点。
God want to do more, but he has no land.
神要想在我们身上做更多的事情，但是他没有地方发展了。
Because the majority of the land was occupied by other stuff.
因为虽然看起来很大的田，却被占满了其他的东西。
Or some of the land was occupied by evil desire, by sin.
甚至更糟糕的，有一些思想却是被恶魔给占满的。
So don't forget.
所以今天我们不要忘记。
This land in your heart is highly desirable.
今天在我们的心田里面，事实上是一块美好的心田。
Two forces work very hard to try to get your land.
那么这样的美好心田，有两股力量想要进到这个心田里。
Devil want this land.
那么恶魔当然想要进你的心田。
So he's just like a developer. He want to get this land and build his stuff.
那么就好像一个建筑商人，他要拿块这块地，能够盖一个好房子。
But God is another builder.
但是我们的神却是另外一个好的建筑商。
He want to build something good on it.
他这个建筑商也想在我们这块地上种好的东西。
So we have to give God this land.
因此我们要将自己的心田给神才对。
To enlarge this land to God.
那么我们要能够扩大我们的心田，让神来这边种下他的帐幕。
Secondly,
第二个
，If we are talking about your family,
如果我们谈，无论我们看到家人、家庭
，enlarge the place of a tent can means that.Your objective is your whole family should believe in the Lord.
我们刚才谈到说要扩张我们的帐幕，那么第二个目标就是看看我们家庭这个帐幕如何来做。
Maybe you are the husband, your wife has not believed in Christ.
如果我们做先生的，看看我们自己的太太，也许太太不是主内的，不主内的信徒。
Maybe you are the wife and your husband is not believer yet.
那么相对的，也许我的先生也不是主内的信徒。
Or the spouse has believed, but the children has not believed.
有时候是父母亲都相信了，但是呢，小孩子却没有带来神的面前。
So we have to think.
因此我们要想一想
What is my long-term goal?
那么今天我在这个帐幕在我的家庭里面我的目标在哪里
I have to enlarge the place of God's tent
今天圣经告诉我们要能够扩张他的帐幕那么我如何来扩张
I have to pray so hard that one day my whole family shall believe in the Lord
那么我们在座就要有这样的恒心能够努力祷告希望有一天我的全家都是信主
If the whole family believe in the Lord
全家都能够信主的话
Then God's tent in our family is bigger
那么神在我们这个家里的帐幕就算是扩大了
Thirdly
第三个
If talking about the whole church
如果我们更扩展的来说看看教会这个帐幕
To enlarge the place of the tent of course means the increase of membership
我们扩张这个帐幕换句话就是说要让我们在座的人数更加的增加
We are not talking about the membership only on paper only on the directory
我们不是说电话本拿出来看看我们现在有多少人而已
We are talking about the active membership
我们是想我们要看到的是今天在这边能够参加聚会有多少的总人数
We pray we work hard that one day that'sChapel will be fully packed, no space on the benches.
那么今天我们努力传福音，努力的祷告，就是希望我们在场的每一个座位都能够占满。
Sometimes we think, yeah, you see the parking space pack up, we are full capacity already.
有时候我们看看啊，我们旁边的停车场好像很多车子已经满了。
Yes, maybe there's fully packed in our parking lot.
也没错，有时候我们看到这个停车场确实是很多车子。
But sometimes one family have three car, five car, they all drive their cars in the church.
那么但是有时候一个家庭里面开了三四部车子一起来，当然停车场会满了。
So of course the parking lot is packed, but our benches here is not yet packed.
我们外面看到停车场满了，但是我们看看里面是不是也满了呢？
So when the church need people to do holy work,
所以我们教会需要大家来一起来做圣工，传扬福音。
So we pack this chapel.
因此我们能够使这个会堂里面每一个椅子上都坐满了
And not only in Vancouver
不只是在温哥华而已
We want to enlarge the tent to other municipality in Greater Vancouver
我们今天也想把这个帐篷扩张到我们这个所谓大温地区各地方都有
This is our long term plan
这是我们最长远的目标
To enlarge the place of God's tent
我们要能够懂得扩张神的帐幕
Now we know the goal but how can we do it?
好了，我们今天已经知道目标了，那我们怎么做呢？
Spiritually, our individual spirituality, my family spirituality, my church growth, how can we do it?
那么我们都知道自己如何来增长自己的灵性，针对家庭，针对教会来做进步，那怎么做呢？
Let's all turn back to the book of Isaiah 54 verse 2.
来，我们再看回以赛亚书。
54 verse 2.
以赛亚书54章。
Verse 2.
第二节。五十四章第二节要扩张你帐幕之地张大你居所的幔子不要限制要放长你的绳子坚固你的橛子
Here tell us the first idea we should have is we should not limit
第一个我们所说要讲了不要限制
Spare not
那么也就是说完全不保留的
What does it mean?
什么意思
Sometimes when we do a thing
有时候我们在做事情的时候
Who is the one who limit ourselves?
那么我们会常想说谁到底是限制我呢
Actuallymost of the time is we limit ourselves
有时候我们仔细想一想其实都自己限制了自己
sometimes we think oh I cannot do it
有时候我们自己就先告诉自己这件事我做不到
oh it's too difficult
因为太难了
I have no time
而且没时间
I have no ability
而且没能力
I have no competence
那么我没信心
oh you are talking the aim is too high
那么你的目标定得太高了
but actually we have to learn from the Bible
但是从这段经节我们必须要提醒自己了
In a Western saying, in English, there's an idiom goes like the sky is the limit.
那么在英文里面有说这个天空是无限大的
That's mean. What does that mean?
什么意思呢
You have to aim high.
也就是说我们要把目标定得很高
If you aim very low,
如果我们把目标定得低
Of course, we can achieve it very easily.
那么我们就很容易达到这个低目标的公式
But at the same time, we do not demand ourselves.
那么在这样的过程当中我们就不会来催逼自己
But if itMake our goal a little bit higher than our current ability.
那么如果我们把我们的目标定得稍微高一点我们就有新追求。
Then we have to work hard on it.
那么我们就必须要努力才能够到。
So here tell us, when you enlarge, you should not spare.
所以今天告诉我们说要扩张那么就不要限制。
If you want to increase your faith,
如果我们要能够增加我们的信心
Don't think, oh, it's enough. I come one, two session every week. I'm a good member already.
那么我们就不要只限制自己说每个星期来两堂聚会就够了。
I think about how can I enlarge?
我们应该想想说除了两堂聚会之后我们还能做什么
Besides coming to church two times, one times, what can I do to enlarge my spirituality?
除了来教会听道理之外那么我要做什么样的事情才能够让我的信心更好呢
Besides sitting in the chapel,
那么除了能够在这里聚会坐在这里之外
How can I bring more friends to come to church with me?
我如何能够带更多的朋友来到教会跟我一起在这里
Don't think about, oh, I've been talking to my unbelieving husband for 10 years, 20 years, and he doesn't come to church, I know he's hopeless.
不要限制，也就是说我们不可以有这样的想法说我已经跟他讲好多年了，我怎么带也带不来了。
My children, I've been talking about him to come to Christ for 30 years now, I know, I have no hope.
我的小孩子在家里面已经跟我住了30年了，我怎么叫他他就是不来。
Don't limit yourself.
不要限制自己的能力。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8.
我们看到马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
马太第八章。
Verse 13.
马太第八章第十三节。马太福音第八章十三节。八章十三节，耶稣对百夫长说：“你回去吧，照你的信心，给你成全了。”那时他的仆人就好了。
At this time, there was a centurion come to send his people, send his worker to come to Jesus.
这边说到一个百夫长派了他的仆人来找主耶稣。
Centurion is someone who has 100 people working under him.
百夫长也就是在他底下，他掌管了100个人为他工作。
There was one day that one of his servants was really sick at home.
这里面说到其中有一天有他的其中一个仆人生病而且病得很重了
So this centurion sent people
因此这个百夫长就派人来了
and come in front of Jesus
来到主耶稣的面前
ask the Lord Jesus
那么问他主耶稣基督
My servant is really sick at home
我的仆人在家非常生病非常严重了
Jesus said okay let me go to heal him
那么主耶稣说那这样子我去见见他 maybe 也许可以治疗他
But the centurion tell Lord Jesus
但是百夫长这么说
Okay, it's okay, don't have to worry you, don't have to trouble you to come to my house
他说主耶稣你不用麻烦自己亲自到我家去
Because I'm not worthy
因为我身为一个百夫长但是我不值得你来我的家
But just say one word
但是他只要说一句话
I know you say one word and my servant shall be healed
我知道只要你说一句话我的仆人就必好了
Why he believe this?
为什么他相信有这样的信心呢
Because he himself have 100 people working under him
因为他自己百夫长有100个人在他底下工作
So if you say, okay, this man go to get this for me
如果他说你这个人到哪个地方带东西给我
And then he will go and come back with that things
那么这个仆人就要去回都要拿着他所要的东西回来
So he believe even he himself only have the power of 100Soldier under him, he can demand a soldier to do this and that.
所以百夫长认为我底下的仆人，我都可以叫我的仆人去做我想要做的事情。那么他应该有这样的想法。
But this Jesus is God. He has more power than me.
那么今天现在在我面前的主耶稣基督是一个神，他所带的能力远远超过我一个百夫长的能力。
So he tells Jesus likewise.
所以相对的，他就告诉主耶稣这样的回答。
Wow, Jesus was amazed.
那么主耶稣非常的惊讶。
I have not.Realize this faith in the people of Israelites.
那么他说，我甚至没有看到这样的以色列有这样好的信心。
So according to your faith, it is granted to you.
所以主耶稣说，各位百夫长说，你回去吧，按你的信心成全。
At the time his worker was healed.
就在那个时候，他的仆人就好了。
So what does it tell us?
所以在这段经节里面告诉我们些什么
？Do not spare.
因此。告诉我们说不要限制自己
Do not limit your faith
不要限制了自己限制了自己的信心
God will give us according to our faith
因为神要按照我们的信心来给我们
If you believe it's impossible
如果我们想说这个是做不到的
Of course God will say according to your faith it's impossible for you
那么神会按照我们这样信做不到的样子来没办法达成的
But if you believe with God everything is possible
如果我们今天信圣经说的有神在没有一样是不成的
Then God can also according to our faith
那么神就要成全这样的事情依照我们的信仰
so,
信心
Today no matter is our personal spirituality
所以今天不论是讲到我们个人的信仰跟灵程
Family spirituality
或是我们家庭的灵性成长
Our church growth
或是我们教会灵性圣工的成长
We should not spare We should not put the limit
我们在这三方面都不能够盖上一个盖子把它限制住
God will give us according to our faith.
因为神要按照我们的信心来给我们这三方面的成长。
Let's come back to Isaiah 54.
我们再看回以赛亚书54章。
Isaiah 54.
以赛亚书第五十四章。
Here, verse 2 tells us the first step you should do now is to enlarge, to lengthen your cord.
在这边告诉我们，第一步要放长你的绳子。
The longer we know it's a tent, the longer the cord.And then the wider shall be the tent.
我们了解搭帐篷的话呢，我们的帐篷的绳子拉得越长，这个帐篷就越宽。
If your cord is so short, then even you cannot erect the tent.
如果说我们看到我们带去的绳子是短的，那么我们连这个帐篷很可能都撑不起来
的。And of course, the strong of the cord must be very strong.
当然，我们带去的绳子要必须能够强而有力，能够撑得起一个帐篷。
It can endure pressure.
那么能够经得起压力的。
So what does this cord represent?
所以这个说到了说放长你的绳子，这个绳子代表什么呢？
Let's turn to the book of Hosea.
我们请看何西阿书。
The book of Hosea chapter 11.
旧约圣经何西阿书第十一章。
Hosea chapter 11.
何西阿书第十一章。
Verse 4.
何西阿书第十一章的第四节。
The book of Hosea 11 verse 4.
何西阿书第十一章的第四节，我用慈绳爱所牵引他们，我带他们如人放松两腮甲板，把粮食放在他们面前。
Here is the word of God to the people of Israel.
这边是神对以色列民所说的话。
What did God say?
神在这边要告诉他们什么
？I give you a cord of kindness, a tie of love, so that you will not get lost.
这边说，神说他用慈爱的绳跟爱心的锁呢，把他们牵引过来让他们不会失掉。
We know in Canada we really love pets.
我们都知道，在加拿大，我们都看到很多人喜欢养宠物。
If you go to a park, you see the owners really they got really nice dog, really nice cat, really expensive one.
我们到公园里面看到有些人养的非常名贵而且非常昂贵的宠物
and they don't want it to get lost.
他们不希望这么好的宠物呢就这样丢了
because for some people their pet is more important than their children.
那么有些人来说呢，宠物比他们自己的小孩还重要。
So when they bring them to walk around or to play in the park,
所以你看到他们带出去玩出去走路的时候
So they'll give them a small cord, small cord.
那么他们就会拿一条比较细的这种绳索
Of course, if the land is very safe, then okay, they'll untie the cord, okay, let you run around within my visibility.
当他们看到这个公园很宽阔也很安全的话，那么也许他会让宠物跑一跑，但是都在他视线之内
But when there are so many people,
但是如果周围很多人的话
So many distraction,
那么许许多多不一样的交通过来过去的话
Tell the dog, come, and then bang again, now let the dog walk in front of him with the cord.
那么他们叫那个宠物过来，把他们绑起来，用绳索来牵着他们。
Why?
为什么
？Because the dog may say, "I want total freedom."
因为这个宠物也许会想说，我为什么要被一个绳子牵着呢
？Actually, total freedom is not freedom.
那么这个宠物需要全面性的自由。事实上，全面的自由不代表真自由。
Because if you do not have this tie.
如果没有这个绳索牵着
，and one day you get lost，
那么有一天这个宠物就会走失了。
And this so expensive pet, if it get lost, will become a wandering dog and will just be caught and be destroyed。
那么这么名贵的宠物走失之后，那后果很可能就不堪设想了。
就变流浪狗
就变成流浪狗了。
The value will go down。
那么这变流浪狗之后，那么这只狗的名贵价值就完全不见了。
And he cannot find food himself。
那么主人就完全找不到它，它也找不到主人。
He'll cannot find food. He'll suffer. He'll starve. He'll die.
那么他将没有，也就这个狗呢，将不没办法吃东西，没办法找到家里面，最后还是死亡的路线。
God tells the same thing to His people.
今天神用这样的形式来告诉他的选民。
I love you so much.
我之所以会爱你们。
I don't want to bind you.
我不希望捆绑你们。
But I will give you a cord of kindness, tie of love.
但是要用慈爱的锁跟爱心的绳子呢，把它们圈起来。
So that I'll provide you with all the food you need.
那么因此，神就能够给他的选民更多更多好的粮食来吃。
Just like he unput the yoke of the oxen and put food before them.
在这边用一个形容，也就放松牛的两颊的甲板呢，让牛可以放心的吃到它的粮食。
However, the people of Israel doesn't like it.
但是以色列民却不领情啊。
Oh, we want freedom.
因为以色列民说我要自由
We are tired of only worshiping one God
那么我们很厌倦说只敬拜你这一位神
We want more choice
我们要选择更多的选择
I'm tired of this godly life
因为我已经不喜欢所谓的敬虔敬拜的生活
It's so boring
因为这个神是很无聊的神
I want adventure
我必须要去发展自己想要看到的事情。
冒险、
哦、冒险。
I want enjoyment. I want excitement.
那么我要去找找哪里最刺激，哪里最好玩。
So he removed this card.
因此，以色列民就挣脱这个绳索。
At the end, what is the result?
最后结论是如何
？Is they suffer?
结论也就是说，以色列民自己要背负起自己的困难跟痛苦。
So here mentioned us the card refers to the love God has given us.
所以今天在这边告诉我们说，这个绳子也就是这个持绳这个爱手。
Today God loves us so much.
今天神爱我们。
His card is His commandment.
那么他的绳索也就是他的诫命。
Let's turn to the book of First John.
我们请看约翰一书。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
Verse 2.
约翰一书第五章第二节。
First John chapter 5 verse 2.
约翰一书第五章第二节，第二节，我们若爱神，就遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。
Verse 3.
第三节，我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
Here tell us what is love.
在这里告诉我们什么是爱。
How do you tell you love God?
那么怎么说我们爱神呢
？If you love God, you keep His commandment.
我们爱神就要遵他的诫命。
This is love to him.
那么这就是对神的爱。
Just like when we love a person, we want to marry him or marry her.
就好像我们爱一个人，要跟他一起走进礼堂，
跟他结婚，
要跟他结婚。
What do we promise?
我们对他的应该说承诺是什么
？I promise to be bound by you.
那么我们的承诺就是说，希望能够跟对方永远在一起。
I give up all the other men or other women in the whole world.
那么也就是说，我放弃所有其他的属世、其他的追求，就只有针对你一人而已。
I just want you.
我就是需要你。
So this is love. This is the commandment.
那么这样的融合，也就是代表的是爱，代表的是承诺。
Today God loves us, giving us this card.
今天神爱我们，也给了我们一条绳索。
And this commandment is not difficult to keep.
而且这边告诉我们，再一次强调他的诫命不难守的。
It's very easy.
是容易的。
It's not even burdensome.
事实上是没有负担的。
Why?
为什么
？Because if you do it, you receive blessing.
因为你做了就有祝福。
So God gives us this card, so we have to maintain this card with God.
所以今天神给我们这个爱的绳子，我们就要与神一起牵在一起。
So we have to keep this with God very importantly.
那么我们要把这条绳子抓稳的。
Okay. Secondly,
第二个
this card can represent the relationship between human being.
那么这个绳子也代表了这绳人与人之间的这条绳子。
Because we know human being is very, very special.
因为人是很特殊的动物。
Everyone to each other, we have an invisible card.
每一个人跟另外一个人之间都有一个看不见的绳子圈在一起。
Maybe you and that person is have no connection.
也许你跟另外一个人是完全不相干的。
And then you don't know him or her.
也许你对这个人完全不知道的。
And of course, between you, there's nothing. There's no card connecting you.
也许在这两个人当中，我们看不到任何的绳索在一起。
But if you and that person, you know that person.
如果在多少你知道这个人
，But you not know him deeply.
也许不知道这个很深入了解这个人。
Yeah, you have the card, but it's not tied so strong.
也许我们跟这个人之间有这么一条绳子，但是不是拉得很紧。
But if these two persons are deeply connected,
这两个人就因为这样的绳子呢，是有相关连接的。
They know each other,
他们认识自己，
they understand
互相认识，
each other,
也互相了解。
This cord is so strong.
那么我们就看到这样的绳子在这两个当中呢，就非常的有力了。
Nothing can break.
没有人可以断掉这个绳子。
Today we ask ourselves,
今天要问问自己了。
How is the cord between you and your spouse?
今天我们跟我们的配偶之间这条绳子是什么样的绳子
？Modern life, the marriage is not easy.
今天我们看到现代人的婚姻都不容易维持。
Because work is so busy outside.
因为大家都忙自己的。
And of course, there's so much temptation outside.
当然，在外面有许许多多不断的诱惑。
So the marriage cord sometimes are in trouble.
因此，在绑住两人婚姻的这条绳子上面呢，这条绳子常常会遇见危机的。
So you have to ask, how strong is the cord between you and your spouse?
因此，我们常常要问问自己，我们跟我们的配偶之间的绳子到底有多强
？Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
我们请看耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书第十章。
Chapter 10, verse 20.
耶利米书第十章第二十节。耶利米书第十章第二十节，我的帐篷毁坏，我的绳索折断，我的儿女离我出去没有了，无人再支搭我的帐篷，挂起我的幔子。
Here is the prophecy of the prophet Jeremiah.
那么在这个地方，耶利米先知呢，在这边说了一段预言。
He's crying, he's lamenting that his tent was destroyed.
他很伤心，而且流泪的说到他的帐篷已经毁坏。
Of course, historically, it referred to the country of Israel shall be destroyed, shall be no more.
当然，在历史上，我们刚才提到了，也就是在那个时候，以色列民将会被全面的毁坏，然后被带走。
And the family were destroyed, the children were no more, they bring away.
那么在这种灭亡的时候呢，当然是儿女家庭完全丧失。
However, this can also have a today application.
今天我们看看这里要进阶的时候，也同样的能够看看我们今天的生活。
Our tent was destroyed.
我们的帐篷毁坏。
Look at today's inner society.
看看今天在社会的现象。
Material is so abundant.
也许我们看到物质生活是多么的丰富。
But family are broken.
但是我们看到有更多毁坏的家庭。
Why family are broken?
为什么家庭会破灭呢？
First, you look at the cord. He said the cord was cut off.
在这边告诉说帐篷毁坏原因是因为呢绳索折断了。
Now, if the husband and wife, the marriage broke off.
如果夫妻之间的这条绳索折断了。
The line was cut.
那么这条线被切断之后。
Suddenly the tent just collapsed.
当然这个支撑起全家的这个帐篷就要折断了。
Imagine if husband and wife at home always fighting.
我们可以想象如果一对夫妻回家来就是吵架。
How will the children feel?
那么他们周边的小孩子怎么想呢？
Children will think, I don't want to hear all this fighting.
这些小孩子就会想到说，我不要再听到我父母亲的吵架了。
I don't have security in my heart.
因为在这个家里面，我感觉到没有安全感了。
I don't like to stay here.
我不要在这个家里面了。
So here tell us, if the cord is broken, the tent collapses. Of course, children don't want to stay.
在这边
go out.
告诉我们说，绳索折断，帐篷毁坏，紧接下来儿女离去。
You look at the mall. Mall is the shopping mall, huh?
我们看看这个，我们在购物商场里面看。
Sometimes 11 o'clock. 11:30, still many young people hanging around.
我们看到12点钟了，还是有许许多多这些年轻人在附近游走。
Near Metro Town, all these shops, this shop all closed, but children still walking around even under the rain, don't want to go home.
那么尤其在 Metro Town 这个地方，我们会看到店都关门了，这么晚了，但是还有许多人在那边晃来晃去。
Why?
为什么？
You know one thing.
我们知道一点。
These young children, they have home, but they don't want to go home.
这些年轻人都有家的，但是他们就是不要回去。
Why?
为什么？
Because the home, they cannot feel love in it.
因为他们回到家已经感觉不到家的温暖跟家的爱。
There's some reason that they don't want to go home.
总是有一个理由让他们拒绝要回家。
So, the children are gone.
所以在这边告诉我们很悲哀的儿女都离去。
No one will establish my tent anymore.
没有人要再支搭我的帐篷了。
This is a very sad thing.
整个经节我们看到是一个很悲惨的场景。
So, as a Christian, we should prevent this from happening.
因此，身为一个基督徒，这段经节我们就要懂得如何去避免它发生。
We should once again reconnect our cord with our family members.
也就是说，我们要重新把我们这个爱的绳索跟我们的家人重新绑在一起。
Husband and wife.
那么夫妻之间。
Father and son.
那么父子之间。
Mother and daughters.
也许母女之间。
Among the siblings.
那么在这些弟兄姐妹之间。
If the cord is repaired.
如果这个绳索重新修复了
，the tent can be restored.
那么这个绳索就要盖起更好的帐篷。
Remember, this cord is invisible.
我们都要记得，这个绳子是看不到的。
It's not about how much money you give your children to buy things.
并不是说我们要用多少钱让我们的小孩子怎么花。
It's not about what kind of car you bought him to drive.
并不是要给他买什么样的好车，这条绳子才要强固。
And the cord is nothing to do with what kind of house you live in.
那么这条绳索也不代表着说你住的是什么样的房子就特别的好。
This cord is invisible.
因为这条绳子是看不见的绳子。
How close is your relationship with your children?
那么我们跟儿女之间的感情到底有多近呢？
How much time you spend with your spouse every day?
那么今天我们花多少时间跟我们的配偶在一起呢？
So you have to. It's a long-term investment.
所以这个是可以说是一个长期的投资在这条绳子上面。
And of course, if you're talking about church,
如果我们反观回来看到整个教会
，How can we build a strong church?
我们如何来建立起最强的教会
？How can we pack the people in a chapel?
我们刚才听说过如何把人带来到这个教会，把人塞满。
How can we attract truth seeker to come and to know God and to stay?
一个教会要如何的能够吸引这些慕道者来到这个教会来信主
？Sometimes we always only emphasize, oh, only come to worship God.
我们常常会说我们要去敬拜神。
Of course, we come to worship God.
当然，对神的关系，我们要来敬拜，没有问题。
But before people see God, people must see human being first.
但是在人看到神之前，人是看人的。
So human relationship, brother and sister relationship is just like the cord connecting us.
因此弟兄姐妹之间的关系就好像这条绳子一样，要越强越好。
So we have to pay deep attention.
因此我们要非常警醒了。
Last 2 weeks I was in the East Coast.
那么两个礼拜前我在东岸。
I was in Toronto.
在多伦多。
But we have a small town in a small town in the U.S. near Quebec border. It's called Plattsburgh.
那么有个城叫做 Plattsburgh， 这个地区呢在蒙特楼以南，靠近美国边界。
We have a church member living in that small town. It's a university town.
那么这个城市呢是一个大学城。那我们有一个信徒在那边读书。
He actually is not studying. She is a mathematics professor in Plattsburgh University.
那么他在当中，他在那个大学里面，事实上是一个教授。
是教数学的，
教数学的。
She received the truth in U.S. in the West Coast.
那么她在美国西岸这边呢，接受到真理。
I returned to his home.
然后回家了。
So she think, I received this great salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
她回到这个小城之后，她想说，我既然得到了主耶稣这么好的救恩。
In this place called Plattsburgh, there's no true church here.
那么在这个城市里面，这个城叫 Plattsburgh， 但是在这个城里面却没有任何的真耶稣教会。
What can I do for Jesus?
那么我在这里要做什么？
She think I must preach the gospel.
所以她首先就觉得说，我应该要向大家传福音。
So what? How can she do it?
那么她怎么做呢？
At the first year, she decided, I should go online chatting and then meet other people in a forum, kind of tell people about the true church.
第一年，他利用这个网络，能够跟很多人交谈，说谈一谈说什么是真耶稣教会。
But of course, we know internet is so remote. Even though you talk to them, but you don't see them in person, so it's very difficult.
但是我们都知道，却透过网络，事实上完全见不到这个人，也不知道这个人的位置，事实上是比较难控制的。
So after 1 year, she was not successful in bringing on anyone or converting anyone.
一年之后，她用这个方式却没有办法带领任何一个人来信主。
She come to me.
所以她跟我联络。
Last year, when I visit Montreal, she went to Montreal.
去年我到蒙特楼叫蒙特楼的时候呢，那么他也来到蒙特楼跟我见面。
She asked me one question.
他问我一个问题。
I've been trying to preach the gospel.
我已经试了好多方法想要向大家传福音。
But I cannot convert anyone.
但是我却没有一个成功的。
So I tell her.
我告诉他。
Don't lose heart.
不要气馁。
The Bible tells us, in season or not in season, you have to continue to preach.
不管事实不事实，都要
得时不得时，
得时不得时，都要能够继续传福音。
So she said, okay, I will try, continue to try.
那么他就说，好，那我继续努力，不灰心。
When she come to church, she bring a notebook having more than 30 to 40 questions written down to ask the minister.
他来教会碰到我的时候呢，他的笔记里面准备了大概30到40个问题，想要来互相讨论的。
Because when she tried to preach to people, people ask her questions and she doesn't know how to answer, so she drop it down and ask the minister.
因为她在传道理当中、传福音当中，她遇到了问题，她的问题没有办法回答，所以她遇到传道特别来问。
So I spent hours explaining her all this question.
因此花了许多的时间跟她解释她的问题。
So this tells us one thing.
这告诉我们一件事。
If we believe in Jesus,
如果我们信主的话
，we have to preach the gospel.
那我们要努力传福音。
The more you preach the gospel.
那么我们传的越多
，the more you know the Bible.
那么我们就会对圣经越了解。
Because people will ask you question.
因为我们传道的人会问我们问题。
别人会问我们
问题。
You don't know the answer, you have to find answers.
别人问的时候，我们回答不出来，我们就要找答案。
If you don't preach the gospel,
如果我们不传福音
，even you believe 30 years,
就算我们信了30年
，listen sermons sitting here for 30 years,
也许我们听了所谓听道理听了30年。
But when people throw you a very simple question, you are defeated.
有时候我们会遇到一个简简单单的问题，也许我们回答不出来哦。
So we have to preach the gospel.
因此我们要常常传福音呢。
So that sister went back.
所以这个姐妹回到她的小城镇。
She think, how can I preach the gospel?
她就在想，我要怎么样传福音
呢？ I am a mathematics professor.
那么我是个教数学的数学教授。
I have so many students in my class.
那么既然在全班我有这么多学生。
And there are many from mainland China as she is from.
那么因为他是从中国大陆来的，所以他的学生里面也许多是中国大陆来的。
So she think I must preach to this student.
那么因此他觉得这些学生是他的目标。
So how can she preach this to the student?
那么他如何向他们传福音呢？
Because we know people from mainland China, most of them were brought up as atheists, don't know God, don't believe in God.
我们都知道从国内来的人，很多人是不信，没有神观的人。
And mathematics or all these mathematics students, they are so logical, and it's difficult to persuade them that there's God. You got to believe him.
我们看到学数学、学科学的这些学生们，事实上， 他们很难去相信所谓的信仰宗教的问题。
So she's saying, how can I preach to them?
所以他要仔细想想，那经由这样的方式，我怎么样传福音
okay, ？First, she decided.
首先，他这样决定。
I'm show my concern, my care to this student.
所以他首先用爱心来关爱这他全班的学生。
Especially concerned about their homework.
特别来关心他们每一天的这个功课。
So patiently explaining and help them in their academics.
所以他花很多的耐心跟时间，能够在学业上面协助他们。
Wow, the student think, wow, this teacher is so friendly. It's different than another professor.
所以在他的班上的学生都觉得，哇，这个老师真的是不得了，特别的有爱心跟这个耐心。
And secondly.
第二个
She think, oh, sometime during the weekend, I tell some of the students, come to my house, I cook you some dim sum, I cook you some snack, so you can eat.
所以他叫这些学生们在周末的时候都来老师家里面呢，让他们有一顿很好的餐可以吃。
点心。Because these students are from far away, they don't have parents, so they are lonely.
那么这些学生多半也都留学生，他们是离家远赴重洋来到这个地方。那么给他们吃的话，他们非常开心的。
My professor tell me, come to his house, her house to have dim sum. Of course, it's an honor, it's a privilege.
那么这个学生会觉得说，这个教授真的是好有爱心，请我到他们家里面，而且煮这么样好吃的点心给我吃。
And then the sister, the professor, when she grocery shopping, she help them to buy something too.
那么教授出门的时候，还特别帮学生们买一些他们日用品。
Just like a mother to the child.
那么就好像一个母亲对待他自己的小孩一样。
And the student think, how will this professor be so kind and so good?
学生开始觉得说，很稀奇了，这个老师为什么这么有爱心、耐心来对待我们这些学生呢
？It's so different than other people.
因为这个教授跟其他教授就是不一样。
And then this sister tell them, okay, come to my house after the dim sum. Okay, we have some Bible study. We talk the Bible together.
那么这个时候，我们这个姐妹就开始跟他们说，在我们的吃完点心之后，我们来一个所谓的查经。
The student at the beginning they don't know the Bible.
刚开始学生们完全不知道什么叫做圣经了。
But they know this teacher.
但他们知道这个教授
，so much love。
他们看到教授是这么有爱心的教授，
so、
这么有关心的程度的教授。
The cord is built up。
那么他们看到了，我们可以看到他们中间的绳子已经盖好了。
So, as they continue to study the Bible，
当他们继续来研习所谓的圣经的时候
，Thank God, God has opened their hearts。
那么很感谢神。神就开启他们这些学生们的心。
Some of them they receive the Holy Spirit.
那么有些人在祷告当中就得到圣灵了。
Even before the minister come, they receive the Holy Spirit.
也就是在传道者真的到那个城去访问的之前，他们就已经得圣灵了。
And then tomorrow, I think six or seven of them is ready to be baptized, and the workers from U.S. and our workers from the East Coast shall go to baptize some of them.
按照时间的计划，明天美国就会有派传道到了小镇上，为他们六七位学生来受洗。
So the tent is built up.
施洗。所以我们可以看到说这个帐幕已经盖出来了。
How did it build up?
如何盖的呢
?By the cord.
那么是用绳子来。
By the love.
绳子爱心的绳子盖起来的。
Relationship between brothers and sisters.
那么也就是弟兄姐妹之间强而有力的关系。
Today is the same.
今天还是一样。
If you want a church to grow.
那么如果我们要教会能够发展。
We have to build this strong cord.
那么我们就要亲自下手把这个绳子给建好。更强壮。
In the church, we have to care about each other.
在教会里面，我们要懂得互相的关爱。
We should know who is sick, who is in need, who is trouble, who is lonely.
我们要能够知道谁生病了，谁困难了，谁遇到状况了，谁在生活上有问题了。
Who is truth seeker, who need more attention?
那么谁是我们的新的慕道者？我们要花一点时间照顾他呢
？But sometimes we may think, oh, in the church, I don't feel people are care about me.
有时候我们会说，来到教会似乎我们也不被人关心嘛。
It's very common that we have this feeling.
那么这是很普遍的一个现一个感觉。
We have to pay attention.
但是我们要注意。
Sometimes when you feel that when people are not caring about you,
当我们有这样感觉，就是觉得说没有人关心我的这个感觉的时候。
But at the same time, most probably you also didn't care quite about other people.
那么但是有时候我们要想一想，当我们有这样感觉的时候，事实上是我们已经不先关心别人了。
Sometimes it's true.
有时候是真的这样的。
So we take the first step.
因此，我们总是要踩出这第一步。
Oh, I should care.
我要先关心别人。
Because Jesus loved me.
因为主耶稣先爱我。
So when this cord is built up,
所以当这个绳子盖弄好之后
，the tent shall be erected.
绳子好了，那帐幕就要起来了。
So may the Lord bless us.
那么愿神祝福我们。
Let's thank Him.
我们唱诗。